January 7, 2020.
Welcome to BridgeCast, an online internet broadcast hosted at paulthompsonblog.com. In today's broadcast, Paul may give reviews of books he's been reading, interview friends, explore church history, or consider current events, all with the hope to keep the lamp of Scripture on the narrow path. Listen in as Paul considers today's topic.
This is a quick invitation, call to action for Eastside Baptist Church of Twin Falls, Idaho. Here's my invitation, January the 8th, 2020 at 6:30 p.m. That's a Wednesday night. I'm inviting you, the Eastside Baptist Church, will you gather with me at the church house? Gather with me at the house of prayer for the purpose of giving thanks unto the Lord. I think this is a right response to some things that have happened just in the last couple of days. Anyone who's been around Eastside Baptist Church, if you've been reading Paul Thompson from paulthompsonblog.com for any length of time, you know that I've been a very active proponent and activist, even if you will, for the abolishment of abortion in the city of Twin Falls, in the state of Idaho, and by the grace of God, could it be possible that it could happen across the nation, even to the ends of the earth? Well, it can only happen when there is a movement of God that is shaking and reviving His church. And I believe we're seeing some evidences of that right now. And a result of revival of the church comes what every church historian will note is followed with an awakening across the board. So listen, I'll make it clear again, and I make this clear again and again and again. Even though I say this 100 times, I'll still be accused of being a political activist and have lost track of the gospel. And listen, I want to be careful not to do that for sure. And by the grace of God, I have people that are constantly keeping me in check on the matter and the issue. But certainly, there is an inseparable component to the obedience of Scripture that God gives to His people in whatever culture they live in to honor and to obey God. And you know, the Scriptures tell us very clearly in the Ten Commandments, do not murder. Murder happens in the city of Twin Falls at startling, statistically, numbers that leave the mind shocked when people hear this. So still to this day, I'm approached with people who say, you know, they don't perform abortions in the city of Twin Falls. And yet all you got to do is go do a research on the Idaho Health and Welfare. And don't you know that 258 babies were murdered in 2017 in the city of Twin Falls? Now, I'm sure we don't have the latest statistical numbers for 2018 yet. Those will certainly be available. And listen, if they've been released and you know what they are, please get them to me. Since 2006, 1,900 babies have been murdered in the city of Twin Falls alone. That's not even counting across the state or, as we now know, across the United States, altogether over 60 million babies murdered. More than any time of war this nation and, for that matter, any nation has ever faced. You know, there were more babies murdered in the city of Twin Falls last year than were the impact of any kind of firearm or mass attack against the population. And it gets done daily, it gets done regularly, it's perpetual. So it's time for the church to act. And this time I'm calling the church together to bless the Lord. You know, on Monday, January the 6th, at the city council chambers here in Twin Falls, Idaho, the city council elected a new mayor. And this is the way it works in Twin Falls, that the general population does not elect the mayor. The general population elects the city council members. And then the first Monday, the first action of the city council of the new year is to elect a mayor amongst themselves. And so last night at the city council chambers, Suzanne Hawkins was elected mayor of Twin Falls. And so, listen, it'd be no surprise to anyone who's around Eastside Baptist Church of what a blessed news that is to hear. Now, let me state it again. We do not put our hope in politicians. We do not put our hope in legislative bills and processes. We do not look for the government to advance the righteousness of God. It is the church's duty, and it is exclusively the church's duty to advance the gospel, to advance righteousness in society. We've engaged in this process and most specifically for this cause and for this matter because I believe it's inseparable from the character and the nature, the attributes of God Himself, which is directly related to the gospel. And so I'm calling the church, Eastside Baptist Church, to gather at the church house on Wednesday, January the 8th, 2020. We'll gather at 6:30 p.m. for our regular midweek prayer gathering. And we will do so as we do every Wednesday night. But this time we will gather exclusively and purposefully for the purpose of giving thanks unto the Lord. You know, we also have learned that likely sometime today, on Tuesday, January the 7th, at some point today, the Idaho Abortion Human Rights Act bill will be appointed its first step in the legislative process, and it should be given a routing slip number, what's technically called an RS number, routing slip number. That's the first every bill that gets introduced into the legislature starts with an RS. So the Idaho Abortion Human Rights Act bill should receive its RS, its first step, today, sometime. And so this is a call to action to the church to gather together to rejoice in the Lord. Will you gather with me Wednesday, January the 8th, 6:30 p.m., Eastside Baptist Church. Let's gather together and bless the living God together. Hey, thanks for taking just a few moments. Pass this on to a pastor that you know. Pass this on to a friend. Invite and encourage across the state of Idaho. May the God-fearing people who have been born again by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ Himself, may we gather together with rejoicing on our lips. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless your household. May the Lord bless the state of Idaho with a pouring out of the gospel across the land and an advancement of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ for the glory of God in our day, in this place.
Thanks for listening today. Feel free to write Paul with questions or comments related to today's topics. Helpful links can be found at the blog link related to this broadcast at paulthompsonblog.com.